Hey, welcome to the Happy Rant Podcast. I am Ted Kluck, joined, as always, in studio by my good friend, my partner in radio, one Barnabas Piper. Piper, we are missing Ronald J. Martin again this week, and I think he's because he's, I don't know, he had some engagement photos that he posted. We'll get to that in a segment a little bit later. We don't know where Ronald is or what Ronald is doing, but I think he's raised his level of friends, Pipe. You know, you and I, maybe we may be left in the dust.
He upgraded.
Ronald is, he's always looking for an upgrade, you know, and he said on a program a couple of weeks ago, he likes new things. And, you know, Ronald's been working hard for the last couple of years to upgrade. And I think it's finally happened for him. Now let's get right into this. Okay. We'll get the sponsor stuff later. Do you think this is the first, like, overnight, the first, like, sleepover that at Jared C. Wilson has had with Ronald?
I think it's the first one in Ohio. I think Ooh. Ronald has made the trip to the greater Kansas City area for the church conference. I don't know. Okay. We haven't had conferences in years and years now, so I've forgotten the names of all.
The semi-normal pastors conference.
Yeah.
In which we get semi-famous people to talk to not famous people.
Yes, for the normal church pastor gospel conference that is Reformed. And yeah, so I think Ronnie made that trip once. I don't know if he spent the night at Jared C's place, like if they did the full-on pajama party or not.
He packed a little bag at Jared C, picked a movie, popped some popcorn. Now, let's run it back, Piper, for the listeners. You texted me something the other day, which was very intriguing. And it was a screenshot from at Jared C. Wilson's social media feeds, in which I'm going to pull this up so I can give a good description, because this is radio, not television. So we've got at Jared C., in Ashland, Ohio. Dang, I just lost it. I hit the wrong button because I'm 85 years old. So it looks like he's in Ashland.
Uh-huh.
And he's leaning up against a wall with Ronald for a photo op, a little photograph.
But not just any wall. Describe the wall for us, Ted.
Okay, so this is like, you know how I'm going to describe Ashland. Ashland is a small town, okay? And they don't have enough of an obnoxious hipster population to have like a real downtown scene. So there's really like one street with the kind of requisite abandoned warehouse vibe, enough to have like probably one and a half sort of functioning decent brew pubs. You've got one really obnoxious bistro. And I know this because I went to grad school in Ashland.
And it hasn't changed in the however many years since.
I don't think it's changed. And you've got one like obnoxious kind of like overpriced ice cream stand. That's your downtown vibe, right? And like four coffee shops and antique stores. So we've got Jared and Ronald leaning against a brick wall that has angel wings like painted on it. So it's like a little mural and it's made for a photo op. And I just want to go.
For all of our Nashville residents who listen, you will be very familiar with this. It's the same angel wings that are in like the 12 South area, that are in the Gulch, that are in all of the like super trendy areas, except this is in Ashland, Ohio. So it's they saw it on Instagram, which is why these things exist on the walls, so that people will Instagram them, and then imported it to middle of nowhere, Ohio.
Yeah, Nashville is filthy with this kind of thing. Right.
Yeah, filthy is the proper word. Yeah, it's just you go around and you just see like girls in big hats and rompers posing in front of angel wings everywhere.
Right.
That's Nashville in the summertime.
We've had to build in like special like holiday weekends at my university so that those girls can like travel in packs to Nashville and get the Instagram photos taken in front of these wings, these murals. So what we've got here in this photo pipe, though, is not a pair of college girls per se, but a pair of per se, the per se is very, very important. We've got a pair of middle-aged men. Jared is leaning against the wall, in between the angel's wings, wearing a pair of sunglasses and wearing an outfit that I want to recreate this scene, because I know there was a lot of consternation in his home probably that morning as he's packing with, what's his wife's name? Amy. Susan, I don't know. He's packing the bag and he's like, babe, I'm going to see Ronnie Martin, right? Ronnie Martin loves the camera, never met a camera he didn't love. Ronnie says he doesn't love getting his picture taken, but we know different, Piper. We know that our boy, we know the baby boy loves the camera. So Jared's packing that bag and he's going, babe, I gotta have some new tops. Okay. So they probably ran out to Marshall's, like a little, an emergency run to TJ's or Marshall's to get a new top. And
this is absolutely a TJ Maxx purchase.
This is the best, like, last minute emergency TJ Maxx purchase that, that Kansas City has to offer. So we got Jared in like a button down shirt, but kind of a casual, kind of playful, a little playful with the pattern there. Fiber.
Yeah, and it's like a navy blue base, but with sort of a light blue and purple, like almost like a floral pattern, but like small floral. Yeah. So it does not like big Hawaiian floral rolled up, you know, to the elbows. So got that casual look going on, untucked because again, casual.
You know what that says, Piper, to me? It says, I'm having some fun with it. I'm on vacation, doggone it. I'm going to Ashland. I'm going to untuck the shirt. I'm going to go a little floral, a little pattern, and I'm just going to have some fun with it.
Yes.
So we got the shirt. We got the shorts where I know what happened there, too. Jared opened his closet, and he's like, babe, all I have is cargo shorts. And Amy or Susan was like, we got to get you to TJ's ASAP. And we got to get you something a little bit above the knee. Not too far above the knee. We don't want to show too much thigh, but definitely a non-cargo option. So Jared found his way to some nice navy blue shorts and some like sockless.
Solidly neutral on the shorts. Like you can kind of rock them with anything. Becky did well picking those for him because I'm sure he didn't pick them himself.
Is that her name? Is that a real name, Becky?
Yeah, that's a real name.
Oh, okay. My bad, man. Becky, shout out to Becky. Apologies for the name. The name butchering by me. Okay, so we got some sockless loafers, again, playful, having some fun with it. And we got Jared leaning against the wall with like one leg, Piper. I want to talk about the leg situation. Can we do that?
Yeah, I was going to go there as well. So I'm glad you did that.
It's kind of coquettish to me. He's got like the one foot sort of resting on the brick. And the other one kind of, he's got the knee locked, like it's hyperextended almost.
Kind of the kickstand,
Yeah, the kickstand. He might have to sit in the cold tub a little bit that night and work the kinks out later. But what do you make of that?
Well, and then he's, let's get to the arms as well. So we're getting the whole pose. Yeah. So he's kind of got arms crossed, but the one is up over his mouth, sort of like the thinking man pose.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Ray-Bans complete the ensemble.
Yeah.
But, this looks like the last time he posed for a picture was his senior photos. That's
totally. If you replace, that's so good, Piper. If you replace the brick wall with like kind of an ambiguous, I don't know, nature setting with like a picket fence behind it, and you replace the hand that he has like over his mouth, you just put like a Letterman's jacket in it going over the shoulder.
Yes. Yes.
It's a senior picture, you know, it's
and then if the photographer was like, give me your best smolder,
this was it.
And you can tell that he's got his hand over his mouth, and that's to hide the fact that he's like smiling because he feels awkward. So
feels so sheepish.
He's kind of hiding it. I also would like to commend him for, you know, we associate Jared with this pastoral ministry. Mm-hmm. His legs are shockingly not white.
Jared has done some yard work.
Yeah. Okay? If that short leg went any higher up on his thigh, we might see some glow in the dark here. But
yeah,
I just associate pastors with like Casper legs, and his are just solidly tanned. So
That's a really, really great point. I'm impressed too. He's put in some hours on the John Deere, doing his own yard work, which is a Midwestern thing, right? In the Midwest, we do our own yard work. Down here, they hire it out, man. It's kind of weird, but
that's because down here you're like, well, somebody else can have the chance to die in the 100-degree heat. I'm not doing that. Whereas exactly. In the Midwest, it's hit or miss. You might be comfortable. You might, you know.
Can we talk? I'm glad you mentioned temperature, Piper. Can we talk about temperature in this photo? Like, it's been hot in the Midwest. It's been upwards of like 95 or 100 every day. Yet Jared's in the long sleeve shirt with the sleeves rolled. Now, my boy Ronald, I don't think I've ever seen his arms pipe. It could be 115 degrees and Ronald would be rocking like
I've seen
a
him
hoodie
once.
Or a jacket. In what context?
It was a photo. Well, do you remember one of his sabbaticals, the longest of the sabbaticals, where they were gone for months and months and he took a hiatus from the podcast and we just had to carry his weight while he was absent?
I do remember that.
Okay.
I do remember all the work.
Yeah, it was tons of work. So busy for us. He posted one or two photos where he was wearing like a standard t-shirt, and they sort of like a retro looking t-shirt. But so he does in fact have arms. It's not like skin grafts or anything. They just they look pretty normal.
Yeah. So the boy's wearing like a powder blue hoodie here, red shorts. Of the
bold red shorts, not like a muted salmon-y kind of color.
The sort of above the knee red shorts that like college boys are wearing now. Uh-huh. So it's if it was any higher, it would be too high. Is just what I'm saying. He's above the knee with the shorts.
He's 2 inches away from a dress code violation for sure.
Oh, exactly. That wouldn't fly at a Baptist school. And he's kind of doing the kind of chin down, eyes up. This is classic Ronald. Not quite a duck face though. I'm a little disappointed about that. We didn't get the Ronald signature duck that we got on like the Christmas poster from 2 years ago.
I would also
suitable
like
for framing.
Is there like a moratorium on socks among men of a certain age? What's the deal with the sockless shoes?
They're anti-sock, these guys.
I will occasionally wear shoes without socks. It happens on occasion, especially when it's so hot outside. But it has to be the right kind of shoe. And like, Ron is either wearing no-show socks, which is a possibility. He would be the kind of guy to have no-show socks. But he's wearing like straight-up sneakers. That is not good for foot odor.
Foot.
Yeah.
So when they get back to the crib that night and the two couples are sitting around like deciding what movie to watch, like you're going upstairs and taking care of your feet for a minute.
Yeah. Do you think Ron's a foot bath guy?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Like I see Ron as pro pampering in every way. So, if doing the petty, if doing
that
the
sums
foot
it
bath,
up well. Yeah.
Yeah. He's pro pampering. He's team pamper. So, I could see him doing a little petty, a little foot bath situation from time to time. But now do you think, what do you think they lounged in? Do you think Jared bought like special pajamas at TJ Maxx for the special trip to Ronald's? Or do you think he's comfortable enough wearing like, I don't know, cut off sweatpants and a t-shirt?
Yeah, that's, man, I'm going to be honest. I have a hard time picturing him in anything that doesn't have like a belt and pockets. So
I love it. Maybe TJ's carries some pajamas that have a belt in pockets.
Yeah, do they have like athletic shorts with belt loops? Because he has the vinyl like hiking pants that zip off at the knee, and those constitute.
Oh my gosh, dude, that's so perfect. Oh, that's so perfect and so funny. All right, so these guys, they're really like satisfied with themselves, and they're really excited in this photo. So can I have you, Piper, just go a couple of minutes on, let's go macro now. I want you to talk about the caption to the photo, and I want you to talk about just the nature of posting this in general and what kind of the point is of it.
Yeah, so the screenshot that I sent you doesn't have the caption underneath. The caption was something to the effect of he made them a little lower than the angels, and then the hashtag was get low. So there was I'll give Jared some credit here. There was some very intentional ironicalness to this. Okay. He was going for it there because, when you start pulling in scripture, you're either being really sincere or really, really tongue in cheek. And this is very clearly tongue in cheek. And then the get low hashtag is just it's a little bit like me hashtagging something, rich people things, just sort of it's a bit of a jab. So, he's going for it, but there's also a sense of like pride in the photo itself. Like there's definitely a like, look what I get to do.
Look at what we did. Yeah look at what we did, everybody. Definitely. Yeah. And talk about that, Pipe.
It's hard for me to talk about because it's very foreign to my photo sharing sensibilities. I like Instagram. I like sharing photos. I don't like sharing photos of me. Yeah. My Instagram feed is largely photos of other people who I like and care about or things that I think are funny. Now, I would share this photo because I think this photo is funny, but it is not if I was in it. I kind of wonder if there was a subtle, like, am I going to get compliments? How many people are going to be jealous? I think there's definitely a prodding the followers for like, boy, that looks like a fun hang. I wish I was there.
Look who I'm hanging out with. Yeah, dude. Ronald's really coming into his own with this next tier of friends that he's making. And this is kind of the proof, you know?
Okay, what are the odds, if you were going to put odds on it, that either before or after taking this photo, the two of them had a conversation that went something like, how many minutes are Ted and Barnabas going to go on this thing on the Happy Rant?
Well, Jared brought that up. Ronald denied that he even cares. He denied that he even, like, is aware that he has a podcast that he's on. Because that's Ron's thing, right?
Yeah, like, I wouldn't even know. I don't know.
I don't even remember the name of the podcast that I'm on.
Who are those guys?
I wouldn't even go on it if they didn't text me every week. So Ronald would pretend not to care. Jared cares very much. And we'll probably listen to every minute of this app. So
because I'm fairly certain that either Melissa or Becky took the photo, there is a real good chance that Becky was eagerly awaiting us ripping into this because she's an avid listener. And yeah. I think she is the mastermind who set this whole thing up. Get the two of those young men, featured on this podcast.
By young men, we mean nearly 50-year-old men. And
I mean men who are way older than me. Yes.
Becky, if you're listening, thank you for doing that. It brought us a lot of joy. Now, I want to talk briefly about our reactions to this in real time when we first saw it. So you texted the photo out, and I texted back, like, Pipe, I haven't even seen your engagement pics, right? Because there's something very, like, engagement photo-esque about this to me, in the, you know, you pick the perfect background, the perfect kind of like outfits and coquettish, you know, looks at each other. And I texted that back to you and I hit send, and then immediately I hated myself because what I really wanted to text was a line from Carly Rae Jepsen's song Call Me Maybe. It's hard to look right at you, baby. So here's my number, call me maybe. Like, they're kind of not looking at each other. I think that would be the perfect, because they've been doing this dance for a long time, you know, and now it's consummated.
And that's another interesting thing about this photo. It's a blend of two different eras, because the outfits are very like pseudo stylish middle-aged man of today. The pose is very like 1980s pop duo.
Yeah.
Possibly early 90s, but like this pose would work just as well with like parachute pants or like a black and teal windsuit
or like a Cosby sweater.
Yes.
And a big gold chain.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's of an era, but dressed like today.
Yeah, totally, dude. Totally. What a gift, Piper. I mean, what a gift we've been given by these two gentlemen. And, What do you think the purpose of this meeting was? What kind of high level, you know, industry stuff is going on here? Or is it just pampering and relaxation?
I think Ronnie brought Jared in to preach at his church. Well, I know that Jared preached at his church because he shared about that. Both of them did, which is cool. And it's also, you know, it's nice when an excuse to hang out with your bosom buddy merges with an excuse to have somebody else preach for you on a Sunday. Ronnie really got a twofer on this one.
Yeah.
So it worked out well.
Dude, let me ask you this, man, just in the world of like kind of pseudo celebrity dynamics. And there's always these dynamics in groups and with individuals, like, who do you think, and I really don't know the answer to this, I'm not looking for one thing or the other, which unit, which party was more nervous about impressing the other party here? Because I could make an elegant argument for either one, but I want to know what you think.
Oh man. Well, I think the pressure was on Ronnie more because he was the host. So when you're hosting somebody else, you know, they posted some very cozy pictures of like sipping coffee in the breakfast nook and back porch sitting and things like that. Like, there's
just a wonderful time.
I know, it was just really heartwarming. And
dude, you got to plan the perfect menu.
Yeah.
You know, kind of edgy hipster food, but nothing too crazy. Cause the Wilsons are from Kansas City. You know, let's not go too new school California Pirates of the Caribbean on this thing, but you gotta keep it a little, you know, Midwestern.
Yeah. And Becky Wilson is, is known in their circle of friends. I've experienced their hospitality. She's a wonderful hostess who loves to like lay out a spread of all spreads for a crowd of, you know, 15 people coming over. So there's like a, do we have to mimic that? How do we do our own thing? This is obviously smaller. There's only one couple, not a party. And then, you know, Ronnie, he's always presenting. So yes. Yeah. How is, you know, what does presentation look like in the comfort of your own home? That's kind of an interesting balance to strike. So
it is.
I think the pressure was on him. Like, I think Jared could have rolled in, and as long as he was nice, which he is, he was going to be fine. Because, you know, mm-hmm. like, he's the guest. He has to be treated with respect. He's the guest preacher. He, like, double honor there. So I think the pressure was off the Wilson fam.
That's a good point. I want to talk about one more thing in relationship to this and then move to another topic, which I can't decide if our second topic is more or less ridiculous than this, but we'll have to just see how it plays. I think Ron plays a very special role in the church. And by the church, I mean like Big C, like the church national.
Yes.
Ron, his spiritual gift is making kind of dumpy Midwestern pastors feel cool. And wherever he goes, especially as he travels in packs of pastors, like by nature of where he grew up and what he used to do vocationally, like Ron is just probably the coolest guy in the room, right? And they gravitate toward him because they feel cooler when they're in his presence. And I've seen this dynamic play out time and time again. And I think, not to say that Jared isn't cool, but you know, I think there's a draw there. Or do you follow?
Oh yeah. It's Ronnie's like that guy you meet in college. So I showed up to college and I was just, you know, it's kind of just a normal guy. You know, I wasn't like dumpy. Neither was I stylish. I wasn't a great athlete, but I played sports and mm-hmm. just kind of that middle of the road guy. And you find those one or two people who you're like, man, that guy knows how to dress and he's a nice dude, or that guy's the best musician on campus and he's a good hang. Mm-hmm. And like, you just sort of gravitate towards those guys. For me, it was like the one or two guys on either the football or the basketball team who were really good, but also really nice. Yep. And Ronnie's kind of that guy for pastors where they're like, man, he's cooler than me, but he likes me. Like, he makes me feel cool. So there's definitely that vibe going on.
Dude, Ron's great for pastors too, because he loves to dream big. Right. And I think pastors, because they have a hard job, because they legitimately have a tough job, you know, they need somebody to like, you know, raise their gaze once in a while and help them to dream big and think about the next thing. And Ronald, in addition to being, you know, like you said, nice, and like I said, the coolest guy in the room, I think he helps them do that. So we've got to figure out a job for our boy where he gets to just vocationally make other dumpy pastors feel cool. And I don't know what that is, probably something related to Sojourn, because I think kind of the whole thing is about that. But you know, hopefully we can get our boy locked and loaded into something like that.
Yeah, it needs to be sort of a like a pastoral retreat ministry, but not like the Eugene Peterson kind of thing where it was sort of very reflective and quiet and distant and whatever. It was more like a kind of the hipster commune where like he raises the level of cool. There's a different vibe and aesthetic. It's very Instagrammable and just sort of, so the guys roll in like their khakis and polos or like their ill fit jeans and whatever. And then he raises the level for like 72 hours.
Totally, dude. And they leave on such a high, right? They're just on aesthetic cloud nine when they leave. Dude, it kind of kills me that he and Melissa don't have, like, I would have thought by this point they would already have like a retreat center kind of ministry set up where they're living in some lavish palatial estate that somebody else has funded and just hosting these things. Yes. I feel like that's a,
they need to do, okay, here's what it is. They need to do a pastoral not Airbnb, just bed and breakfast, like a pastoral bed and breakfast, but with like an Instagram or YouTube show. So there's interviews, there's like interventions for, I'm sorry, cargo shorts are like, We understand
kind of what not to wear feel.
You can come in with them, but you can't leave with them kind of thing. And a bit, a bit of a what not to wear, but very uplifting, very warm. Not like, you know, this. There's no tearing down for your poor Midwestern style. I think that they have a future there. And just sending pastors and their wives away feeling like cooler, sexier, just, and everybody's a better leader when they feel sexier. Like that's just a given. So
sexiness and leadership, you can draw a straight line there for sure. We 100%. All know. Absolutely.
John Piper confirms.
Absolutely, dude. We got to make this happen, man. We got to make this, this retreat center happen. I feel like it's just a slam dunk. So, shout out to, Jared and Ronald and their wives for, just giving us a nice, like 30 minutes of content there.
Yeah, it was a real blessing that they gave us.
It was a huge blessing. Shout out to Jared for stealing my friends. You know, congrats, kudos, solid work by you. And, you know, hopefully maybe they'll post more pictures. Like, okay, Piper, you indicated that there were more pictures. And because I'm not on social, I can't see them. So maybe I can have you text those over at some point.
Yes, I can share those. We can.
I want to see this engagement, this bromance just flower. I want to see the full bloom of it. Okay, Piper, speaking of other ridiculous media that you have texted to the Happy Rant group chat, you texted a video and it was by an account called the Berean Millennial. I don't know anything about that. But the caption was, well, y'all, ... Bethel has officially ended racism by doing a ritual and quoting a phrase found in Lord of the Rings. And then the words, I can't, and then a little emoji, and then it says, end of the madness. And I watched this video, Piper, and there are some people on stage. They have what looks to be like a staff, like a giant piece of wood, and they kind of do some quotes from Lord of the Rings. And it kind of shocked me that you could that you could end racism by quoting like the whitest movie ever made. I think Lord of the Rings is right up there with like golf and IKEA in terms of whiteness. And, you know, it's astonishing to me that they chose this movie to end racism with.
Is it though? Is it really astonishing? Like, what were they going to quote? Friday?
Yeah, exactly. I love it, dude. What are your thoughts on this?
Again, I feel blessed by the internet, which is not a thing we can say very often these days because it's mostly a cesspool. But this is – so the line they quoted was Gandalf's famous, you shall not pass, which let's nerd for a moment here. He slams his staff down in the Mines of Moria. There's a giant fire demon called a Balrog coming towards him, and he's defending this Fellowship of the Ring as they flee from an army of orcs. So that's the fantastical setting of the movie, also in the book. They do the same thing where they lift there's what, like five or six people all putting one hand on the staff. They raise it up and slam it down on the stage and yell, you shall not pass, and declare racism ended. I guess it's over now, because in the power of a fictional wizard with a staff that is a, you know, a mimicry of his, five people at a random mega church decided that it was done. So good.
Dude, I wondered things have seemed better out in the world, you know, just driving around and reading the news. I felt like things were better. So, shout out to Beth. What now? Help me out here. I don't know my mega churches. What is Bethel and where are they?
They're like they're a major mega church or like network of churches, and they're real, real out there on like the claiming of promises and the prophetic voice. Yeah, they're the ones who were like praying. They do like praying over graves. They do like grave sitting They had a situation where one of their worship leaders, I think, lost a child, and then they asked the congregation essentially to pray for this child to be resurrected. And so there's just they're way out there in terms of just any sort of theology. And this is a real good indication of that. Like, I heard somebody else call it witchcraft, and I'm like, technically not witchcraft, it would be wizardcraft, because he's quoting Gandalf. But that's not far from the truth, just in terms of how they sort of take the words of scripture and use them to like twist a promise to their ends and things like that. Do you remember maybe a year or two ago, we had a conversation about, they were like blessed leggings or prayer leggings. They're like anointed.
Totally.
So that came out of somebody from Bethel. That's sort of their
solid.
So this is very on brand. What I didn't think was, like, I just wouldn't have guessed that they would have gone to Lord of the Rings. That just seems.
Dude. Okay. So I don't know everybody in the world, obviously, but, and I work primarily with football players, so my sample size is small, but I don't know a lot of black dudes who are like talking about Lord of the Rings a whole bunch. Do you, like, what's your experience with like black folks in Lord of the Rings?
I don't think I've ever had a conversation with a black person about Lord of the Rings. And it's not because I haven't had conversations with black people, lest you
sure.
make such an accusation of me.
Right.
I think this falls under the whiter side of the movie spectrum, for sure.
Yeah.
And also, just knowing Bethel's theological proclivities, I thought quoting Tolkien in a church service was the exclusive domain of white reformed people.
Oh, I was going to say, that was my next comment. I feel like this is probably the most like theologically sound thing that's ever happened in their church, being that it employs Lord of the Rings, at least. I mean, it's still ridiculous, but at least they got Lord of the Rings in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably, like, them quoting that is the most accurate quote they've had in a service in a good while. So, you
exactly.
know.
Exactly. It's closer to scripture, at least. You know, it's on the spectrum.
I feel like it might fall outside the scope of authorial intent. Maybe not what Tolkien had in mind, and definitely not what Gandalf was referring to. So there's still some playing fast and loose with an authoritative text, but.
To be clear, they've still screwed it up. However. Yeah,
that's to be expected.
Dude, is Lord of the Rings wider than like frisbee golf? Which thing do you think is like the wider thing?
Oh, Lord of the Rings, for
yeah,
sure.
Interesting.
Because like I don't know a lot of minorities who love disc golf. By the way, frisbee.
Oh
golf,
yeah, disc
kids.
Golf. My bad.
You worked at college. Lost, how do you not know this?
I lost so much street cred with the disc golf community.
See,
my bad.
They're done with you.
Yeah.
They're taking their 9 rubber discs and, you know, ponytails and going home.
Putting them into their knit bag and going home.
Putting on their Vibram 5-finger shoes and stomping away in a hissy fit. But the difference is that there's 100% chance that if minorities chose to, they could dominate the disc golf scene. There's like a 0% chance that they could just fall in love with this weirdly fantastical thing called Lord of the Rings.
That's true, man.
So
yeah.
One of them falls way outside the bullseye. The other is like, we're just good at other stuff and we just ignore that thing. So
I feel like a lot of time has to be put in with Lord of the Rings. Like you've got to have an older dork in your life who at a very young age, like, introduces you to it, wants to talk about it all the time. That's kind of that's the trajectory with Lord of the Rings. You don't just roll out of bed becoming like conversant in that necessarily.
Yeah. And even if all you ever do is the movies, it's still an investment. Cause you're talking like 9 hours of life.
Dude, they're literally the longest things ever made.
And so here's the thing.
Endless.
I have read the Lord of the Rings books multiple times. I loved them growing up. I probably read them the first time at, you know, 10 or 12 years old, something like that. And reread them, you know, a year or two ago, and then listened to them. Yeah, so I've invested in this thing.
Yeah.
And I completely understand why other people don't.
Yeah. 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 It's an acquired taste for sure. You know, not a given that, you know, it's just going to be a love connection with Lord of the Rings. I'm not a Lord of the Rings guy. But I'm not a made up fantastical worlds guy. Like almost any story that takes place in that kind of environment, I'm out on. But to each their own. Shout out to Bethel for ending racism. Thank you. It was a tricky thing that a lot of people have tried very hard to do, and they did it in the span of a minute and a half. So,
I mean, as is the case with most prophetic words, you know, I think we're supposed to see if it bears out before we know if it's accurate. But
that's
I mean,
true.
Signs are really promising. America seems like a better place since this video hit the internet. So I'm feeling good about it.
Yeah, totally, dude. I'm feeling fantastic about it.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. We're still white men. We're not allowed to feel fantastic or speak
About
to such
anything.
things. So
Yeah,
our
exactly.
bad.
We can't feel good. Piper, you know what I do feel good about is Redbud City Coffee Roasters. I feel really good that we have a coffee sponsor, that we have a partner that we're doing business with in the coffee realm. I feel really good about Redbud being a business in America that hasn't yet been shut down or canceled. So shout out to them for that. They're still roasting coffee, still sending it out. Piper, where can people get their hands on Redbud City Coffee Roasters product?
Yeah, if they go to listeners, you go to redbudcoffee.com. It's a great, clean, easy to navigate website. They've got all their coffees there. They rotate roasts, so they don't have the same ones all the time, which is great because it just means you get to try a bunch of different coffees. I think I've tried, I don't know, five or six of their roasts. I enjoy them all. The Brazilian remains one of my favorites. And then you use the code HAPPYRANT at checkout and you'll get a 10% discount off of your total order. So no matter what it is you order, if it's a single bag or six bags, or they do like bulk sizes too. So you can buy like 36-ounce bags if you're like me, drink coffee religiously. So just 10% off with the HAPPYRANT discount. And it's great. They're still shipping. They're still shipping in a timely fashion. They turn their orders around pretty quick. So go to redbudcoffee.com, use that discount code, get yourself some coffee.
There you go, man. Partners, not life partners, coffee partners, but still partners. Piper, I want to talk about one last little business endeavor. So my kid, senior in high school, we are homeschooling him this year so that he can play public school football. And part of his homeschooling is like a personal finance unit. And he's started to do a little eBay wheeling and dealing. So my kid is on eBay and he's put up several copies of The Outstanding Life of an Awkward Theater Kid, author signed. They're very cheap, very reasonable. I think less than 10 bucks gets you the signed book and the shipping out the door. So visit eBay, look for those signed copies of The Outstanding Life of an Awkward Theater Kid, and
How
you'll put a
much did you charge him for the stock? Like, because that's part of business here is like he needs to pay for the stock and then sell it at a
Absolutely.
profit. So what did you charge him? Or did you
We're
charge him
gonna
like, is it like goods? You're giving him goods for services and he's going to mow the lawn or something.
Nah, he we're doing it on consignment. So
Okay.
I'm gonna take a little back end. So
Okay.
whatever he gets, I'm taking half. So we're 50-50 partners in this little endeavor. And he's doing the legwork, putting them up on eBay, doing the shipping. So yeah, put a little money in little T's pocket and Big T's pocket. Not to worry though, we're still partners with Jeff's company, Amazon. So lest you think Jeff and I had a falling out, we didn't. We are cool still. And still doing business with Amazon, also doing business with eBay now. It's all about partnerships, Piper. It's all about who you know in this business, you know? And Lord willing, we can move a few copies of that book. Pipe, this has been enjoyable. I feel like we've done what we do best, which is ripping things that other people have done. It's kind of sad that that's what you and I are best at together. We bring that out in each other, I think, which
Yeah,
is,
my favorite comments we get from listeners are how the tone of the show changes when one person is gone.
totally.
So, like when I'm gone, it's usually like nostalgic, leans a little
Yeah.
bit more not morose because you guys are
Sentimental,
depressed. Yeah,
sentimental.
there's definitely sentiment, and then there's just like a there's like just a subdued quality to it.
Yeah.
And then Ronnie leaves and we kind of swing the other way and it's like fully acerbic towards whatever.
Yeah.
And you never miss a show. It doesn't seem like, 'cause there's not enough, like we don't have a body of work with just me and
Yeah.
Ron to really say
Not a
what.
lot of sample size.
Yeah, it's like 50 episodes.
I'm the Cal Ripken Jr. of this thing, you know. I'm an Iron Man. When I retire in like 23 more years, we can do a big ceremony. But
Yeah, I mean, I would go with Bruce Matthews just for the sake of the sport,
oh,
the cool uniform,
I'll
but
take that,
yeah.
man. I will 100% take Bruce Matthews, one of the great O linemen in NFL history, longevity. The body of work speaks for itself, much like the show pipe, much like the way that we do what we always do on this program, which is wander to and fro throughout a couple of topics. And until next time.
The Happy Rant is brought to you by Resonate Recordings. If you go to resonaterecordings.com, you can see the full range of services they offer. So if you're considering starting a podcast, they are the ones we recommend going with. Again, go to resonaterecordings.com to see their prices, to connect with them and ask any questions, and to see what they can do to help you launch, edit, master, and improve your podcast. Again, go to resonaterecordings.com to see what they can do to help you launch and improve your podcast.
This is my skyship, Dreamer. My cargo is stories, and our destination, dreams.
With Abide Sleep Stories for Kids, you can help your children fall asleep fast and learn about God. To find these kids' bedtime stories, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Stories for Kids. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.